Segment number 12, summary of the guidelines of the gorilla diet. Hi, this is Galit Gofarb, and thank you for joining me. In this lesson, I will go over the guidelines of the gorilla diet without specific background information so as to help you get started easily and quickly on your health and weight loss goals. All of the background information to these principles in this diet and why it is right for us to consume are available throughout course lessons 1 to 10. Now let's get into the guidelines. First of all, before you start, it is of utmost importance to create a pleasurable, motivational goal for yourself, as I cover in lesson number 11. This is so important because when you see a food that isn't on the diet and is not recommended for your health and weight loss, you are going to want to eat it. The only way to stop yourself from eating non-beneficial foods is to have a good enough and pleasurable reason to do so. This is also referred to your why. This goal, once you achieve it, must lead you to greater pleasure than consuming the food itself. Examples of pleasurable whys are you may want a woman to be interested in you, or that you want to fit in that special dress, or you want to be healthy and heal yourself from some unwanted disease, or that you want to live long enough to see your children get married. You need to figure out why you want and need to lose weight and be healthy. And this is the reason that you will bring into your mind through visualization and through repetitive self-talk throughout the day, especially when you are confronted with any obstacle on the way, such as a very tempting food. And I promise you, there will be such obstacles on the way. Secondly, decide how much weight you want to lose. The ideal weight for women is your height in meters minus 10 centimeters. The number you get is your ideal weight in kilograms plus or minus 5 kilos. For example, I am 1 meter 73, so I should weigh 63 kilos plus minus 5 kilos. For men, the calculation is slightly different. It is your height in meters minus 1 meter plus minus 6 kilos. You can convert your height and weight easily to meters and kilos through any web search. Once you've calculated your ideal weight, don't be afraid to set this weight as your goal, as far away as it may seem from where you are today. It is important to have a goal larger than that which you wish to achieve, because if you mess up one day, then you will not self-sabotage your whole attempt at weight loss just because of this one mistake. Set your weight loss goals and health goals and write them down on a sheet of paper and then forget about them. Now the only thing you should focus on is on your new weekly lifestyle habit, which is intertwined in this course, and your pleasurable why that you have created earlier in this lesson. This way, you will not be focusing on what you are not happy with, but rather you will be focusing on your action plan that will get you to where you want to be. This is important because focusing on something will always reprogram your mind, and focusing on where you want to be will help your mind get you there. Now let's get into the eating guidelines. The gorilla diet is a plant-based, whole food, non-dairy, low or no meat diet. What does this mean in practical terms? Well, it means that the bulk of your diet will be made of grains, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and legumes, and very little animal protein in the form of meat, fish, and eggs, if absolutely necessary. I also recommend that you do not become too hungry so as not to lead to spikes in blood sugar levels, which will have a negative effect on your weight loss goals. So how do we do this? Upon awakening in the morning and getting ready to start the day, I recommend doing a mind focus technique of no more than 5 minutes in bed before you get up and start the day to place you on track. You can find mind films I have especially made for you to help you with this. These are bonuses including in the course and can be found in the handouts for this course. I start my day by giving thanks for everything that I do have in life, and this puts me in a good mood. And then I focus on my ideal health and weight. I give thanks for receiving this when I start my day. When I reach the kitchen in the morning, I prepare me a cup of squeezed lemon juice at least 3 times a week, followed by 2 to 3 cups of water. On the days I don't drink lemon, I just drink water. The squeezed lemon reduces appetite and is great for maintaining health. I then prepare me either a sandwich or some oats. For those of you with celiac, you can get gluten-free oats at your local health food store. My sandwich is made, of course, from whole grain bread. You may choose from a whole grain bread that you prefer. There are many varieties. I spread the bread with any kind of 100% nut or seed paste, topped with sugar-free 100% fruit jam to my liking. If you prefer oats for breakfast, I recommend buying a cheap coffee blender. placing oats or barley seeds as well as some chia, flax seeds, hemp seeds in the blender and blend them to a texture that you prefer. Add to this some raisins and some non-dairy milk, which may include almond milk, non-genetically modified soya milk, coconut milk, or rice milk. You can also add some sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds to this combination. Once you have your breakfast ready, do not eat it just yet, but rather take it along with you in a bag or a box to be eaten only when you feel hungry. And this happens at different times each day. Okay, this was breakfast. Now, when should you be eating lunch? Well, the same for breakfast. You should apply also for lunch. Eat when you are hungry. If you feel slightly hungry between breakfast and lunch, you can snack on some fresh fruit or dehydrated fruit along with 2, 3 to 5 nuts. But if you are feeling really hungry and the time is only 11:30 a.m., that's fine. Go and eat lunch now. And what should you consume for lunch? Well, here are the Gorilla Diet guidelines. For lunch, choose a carbohydrate in the form of a whole grain or an underground storage organ or rice, and then choose a legume and add some vegetables to it, and that's it. There are so many types of grains, so many types of underground storage organs and rice and legumes to choose from. There is Indian rice, black Italian rice, basmati rice, round rice, and so on. And there is also whole grain, barley, millet, wheat, spelt, quinoa, amaranth, and so many other whole grains to choose from. And there are also potatoes, sweet potatoes, yams, cassava, and so on. So long as they're not fried, they're great. It is an easy to make a different meal with a carbohydrate-rich grain, an underground storage organ or rice, and a legume of some sort every single day. There are endless types of legumes. You can surely find one that suits your taste buds. There are red, brown, black, and green lentils, and there are black, white, red, and spotted beans to choose from, as well as peas, mange tout, and many other variations. You can easily make up a dish from a grain and a lentil or a bean combination with some cooked or raw vegetables on the side. For those of you in a rush, there is still no excuse. You can buy a stainless steel, not aluminium, rice cooker. They are so easy and simple to use that they are quite cheap as well. Just put in your grain of your choice with the recommended amount of water. Add lentils or beans that were soaked overnight. Put them all together in the rice cooker and press the button. In less than an hour, the cooker will stop automatically and your food is ready to eat whenever you want. The cooker also keeps it warm for you and you will never get burnt rice again. You can also add some vegetables to the cooker. You can bring the cooker into work, and this makes an even healthiest meals into convenience meals. For dinner, you can make a fresh vegetable salad with some seed paste on it as a dressing. To the salad, add a whole grain or a whole rice pasta or spaghetti with a vegetable sauce to your liking to get you full. Or eat a whole potato with peas or non-GMO corn added on top. Or a quinoa salad. You get the picture, and once or twice a week, if you desire, you may eat a small portion of lean meat or fish or a boiled egg. Drink plain or sparkling water or sugar and caffeine-free teas regularly. You may also drink coffee once a day. Once you remove the dairy products and reduce meat products while adding vegetables and legumes to form at least half of the bulk of every meal, you will begin losing weight. Excess fat takes time to shed because it stores toxins that you consumed previously through your diet, and the body will want to do this only when the immune system is free to cope with them when your diet and lifestyle are healthy. I also recommend gradually raising your exercise levels by walking 30 minutes nonstop 2 to 3 times a week and maintaining a regular sleep pattern that you keep also during the weekends. Keep your lifestyle changes gradual by changing one lifestyle habit at a time, following the list intertwined into this course. You are now well on your way to a new you. I promise you that if you follow even 80% of the recommendations I stated here, you will see major difference in your blood tests in 2 to 5 months from now, and also your body will take on a new form within 2 to 8 months of beginning this diet. You will be amazed and very happy with the results. So good luck to you. Stay amazing. Thank you very much.